to somebody else. So if it's not a must, so then there is no harvest. But the court doesn't agree with that. It doesn't make any difference what kind of a mitzvah it is, whether the mitzvah is based upon a certain contingency, like shchite, or it's a mitzvah like tefillin that is not based upon a certain contingency. Birkas HaMitzvah is the same. There is ours. V'roche utzach v'aytayme. Avo be'ezorua. V'agoye soshre lese v'aytayme. Elo v'seiv divreye. Imach adam kishechet. So he has the kasha again with her. But why? So he says, lese elo v'seiv divreye. Imach adam kishechet. Why? Because he assumed, the Talmud assumed, that when the cross says, means, but it's not that. He means, since Shimon is an Elohim, and he cannot say the broche, so he is not responsible. So why should Reuven be responsible for the non-recitation of the broche? This is what he means. All right. This is the pshat in the Gor. Right. So in other words, so that is the gross pshat in the Ozoa, in the Agoy Sosher. Not the way everybody else explains, and the way, not the way the Talmud who put in the expressions in the parentheses understood the Agoy Sosher. But the Gor understood the Agoy Sosher altogether different. You see? Altogether different. That in other words, that the Ozoa himself holds that the halacha of harvest applies to all mitzvahs, even to a mitzvah like trume and shchite, all mitzvahs, whether it can be avoided or it cannot be avoided. Right now he's mechuyev because he decided to eat of the behemoth. So memele, there is harvest. There is harvest. And the reason is why it's a pshites to him, that in a case where Reuven doesn't have to shecht, so he cannot say the broche to be made to Shimon. So it's only in the case where Shimon is an Elohim. They are its pshites. So then there is certainly no harvest. But if Shimon is not an Elohim, then on the contrary, the cross says that according to Agoy Sosher and Dozorua, it's a pshites that he can be made on the basis of harvest, of Yotzer Meitz. But if Shimon is an Elohim, so Shimon himself is not responsible for not saying the broche. He's not even mechuyev. The Chachomim wouldn't be mechayev a person to say a broche when he's physically unable to say the broche. So in Mele, it's not shayach to say Arves, that Reuven should be held responsible. Or for him. So that's a pshites. But the sophic in the Ozoa is where we don't have to resort to Arves. If Reuven himself has to shecht. So then, one alternative is that he can be made see Shimon, and the other alternative is not. That maybe we apply here the aloche of Kol Sheinu Roi Bile Makelizmi. All right, now. Now, the other chiddush that the Taz mentioned in Sif Yud Zayin was that ba'afrosh astrumo havi ikar abroche al mitzvah afrosh lo yalisa achilas tevo sari mitzvah afrosh echiu volov afilu im ein reitze lechel ma'atvoy adai im ken havi mitzvah zois kishom mitzvahs vichidin sheinu chiu biguf el ases kein the oyal. So he says im is afilu im ein reitze lechel ma'atvoy adai. So that's it. So the Rabbi Kriga points out that that's a chiddush. He says, "Lo imotzosi ze di bipshutei hu rakishereitze lo ochle yosea ad shehifristum uvimog Avraham reisim enches kin kosafliin chale ein shom vachanam bitrum." So the Rabbi Yehiyah is disposed to agree with the shite of the Mog Avraham in Ilchesitzes. There he says, "Legabe chale the same thing." So he says that when is there a mitzvah to be mafrish chale? If he wants to eat of the isi. But if he has no desire to eat of the isi, let's say, suppose he wants to keep it stored in storage. He wants to keep it in the freezer for a year, the whole isi. So then, the Mogavom says there is no chiyuv of being mafish. The Taz is chilek. And Rabbi Kleger says, Lifi Pshutei. So the Mogen Avrom is correct. It's interesting that the Bir Agro and that Simen in Erech Chaim in Simen Ches says like the Taz. So he also points out the Bir Agro and the Mogen Avrom, that the Mogen Avrom Shiti is that there is no mitzvah of Afroshes Chalo, Afroshes Truma and Maisres if he's not interested in partaking of the crop. And he says, the Bir Agro says in Simen Ches in Erech Chaim, that Hafrosh is a mitzvah without recourse to his decision to partake of the crop or of the easy. So in other words, Rabbi Kleger agrees with the Mogen Avrom that the mitzvah of Hafrosh Struma and Chale is contingent upon the partaking of the crop, and the Gro agrees with the Taz. Now, there is a machlekes in Sheirash Yudveis of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam mentions a klal. In other words, that we don't mention separately certain halakim of a mitzvah. And there he says that we don't enumerate the mitzvah of Afrosh Astrumo in one mitzvah and the mitzvah of Nisin Astrumo Likayin in another mitzvah, because both are part and parcel of one mitzvah. In other words, we are mechuyev to be mafrish, trumo, and give it to the keyan. We are mechuyev to be mafrish, maisrishin, and give it to the lady. We are mechuyev to be mafrish, maiseroni, and give it to the oni. So it's one mitzvah. The Ramban is chelik. And the Ramban says that afroshes trumes and maisres is one mitzvah, and nisine to the Kayan, to the Levi, to the Oni, is another mitzvah. Now, according to the, it seems to me that this machlekes between the Mogen Avrom and the Taz, as to whether there is a mitzvah of Afroshas Trumo, even if the person is not interested in eating, in partaking of the crab, the Mogen Avrom says there is no mitzvah. And the Taz says, There is a mitzvah, so that machlekes can only be true according to the Ramban shita. According to the Ramban shita, that it's two separate mitzvahs, and with two separate mechayvim, so then we can consider. Now, since Hafroshe is a separate mitzvah, it's not the same mitzvah as Nisin Astrumo. Since Afroshes Maisres is a separate mitzvah, it's not the same mitzvah as Nisin As Maisal Levi. Since Afroshes Maiseroni is a separate mitzvah, it's not the same mitzvah as Nisin Elioni. So we can consider whether he becomes Mechuyev to be Maifresh Trumo or Maisres, even if he's not interested in eating the crop, or only if he's interested in eating the crop. Then he's Mechuyev. But according to the Rambam Shiti, that Afroshi and Nisine are included in one mitzvah. Now, so the same Mechayev that is Mechayev Afroshi is Mechayev Nisine. There is no doubt. Suppose a person is not interested in eating the crop. His intention is to keep the crop in storage in the warehouse for 5 years. But he was mafresh. Of course, the Kriya Shem is chal, even if we say that there is, like Mogen Avrom, that when he's not interested in eating the crop, he's not mechuyev to be mafresh. So he's not mechuyev to be mafresh. But if he's mafresh, it's chal. So he becomes trumo, he becomes maizeh. Now, suppose someone is interested in keeping it in the storehouse for a long time, but he was mafresh, the trumo. So isn't it of a poshut that once he was mafrish the truma, he was mafrish the maaseh, then it's mechuyev in the raise immediately to give it to the kohen, the levi, the oni. Of course he is mechuyev. And one cannot say that if he was mafrish trumas and maaseh, that in view of the fact that he intends to keep it in storage for a long time, he will not even give it to a kohen. If he'll do that once he was mafrish, then everybody will admit. I mean, the Mogavrom and Rabbi Kivayi will also admit. There is no doubt that he will be mevatel mitzvah seser deraisa, even though he's not interested in eating the crop. But if he was mafrish, so he's mechuyev to give it to the kohen. So bishleime according to the Rambam, that it's two separate mitzvahs. So then we can say that vis-a-vis the mitzvah of afroshe, so he becomes mechuyev only when he's interested in eating the crop. But vis-a-vis the mitzvah of nisine, which is a separate mitzvah with a separate mechayev, so he becomes mechuyev the moment the kriya shem is chal, regardless whether he wants to eat of the crop or not. He's mechuyev to give the kriya. I mean, that's the poshut. I mean, it's inconceivable that anyone should say that if somebody was already mafrish trumah or maisres, but he intends to keep the crop, he intends to keep the whole crop in the warehouse for a long time, that he doesn't have to give it to the kohen, to the lady, to the owner. It's inconceivable. So bishleim, according to Ramban, we can explain the shita of the Mogavron and Rabbi Kveya, because we say, since it's two separate mitzvahs, So in respect to the mitzvah of Afroshe, that only takes effect. He becomes mechuyev only if he wants to eat. Then he becomes mechuyev to be mafrish. But in respect to the mitzvah of Nisine, whether he wants to eat or not. But according to the Rambam, you cannot distinguish between the case where you were not mafrish yet. So then you are mechuyev. Then you are only mechuyev if you want to eat. In the case where you were mafrish, so you are mechuyev to give it to the kohen, to the levi, to the oni, even if you do not want to eat, because after all it's the same mitzvah, so why should there be a difference? So according to the Rambam, we certainly have to say that there is a chiyuv to be mafrish as the tassas. There is a chiyuv to be mafrish even if he doesn't want to eat. But so even the Mogav Avrom will have to agree with the Taz. But the Mogav Avrom can say what he says according to the sheet of the Rambam, but he cannot say what he says according to the sheet of the Rambam. Now, about that child, whether there is a chiyuv of Afroshi. No, I didn't bring the market. Okay, about that child, the machlek is between the Taz and the Mogavron, whether there is a chiyuv of afroshe if he doesn't want to eat and be nene from the crop. So there is a rashi mifuresh in Gittin daf mem zayin omed beis or mem ches omed beis, I don't remember. So there rashi says that when is there a mitzvah of being mafrish only when he wants to be nene from the crop, if mishtarshan. But if he doesn't want to be nehene from the crop, so then he's not mechuyev to be mafrish. So from that Rashi it appears like the Mogavron, not like the Taz. So we'll have to say that Rashi Shite is like the Rambam, because if Rashi Shite would be like the Rambam, he couldn't say like the Mogavron. Alright. Now the next Taz. Shirogi Lovel Didrosi. ויש אמרים ששיקה לא ישחית, שרוגל לא ויל ידרוס, מטעם שאיבור אוף קרידים עולו, מחמסרי בו יין ששוסו, וכן רואו לבני, כל שיהיה נחוזק עולו, אפילו לא הגיע לשחרוס ישראלית, ואף גם במין המפרק הדור, שיקה, וכפיקי החורו דובו, היינה במי דדיתור לבידה עשו אדום, אבל לא יבזה שתולו בכבדס, איבור אוף, דוודאי, אינה כפיקי אח, so true, that the shikia is kipkiach l'chol davar. Shikia is kipkiach l'chol davar. But if it's kvedes ivorov, in other words, if you ever saw a shikia, and it's not difficult to see in Skokie or in Chicago, in Shikia, so you'll see that in Shikia, when someone is Shikia, so he can't even keep his balance. He can't stand on one spot for 1 second. So Mimele, many Rishonim say that since he cannot keep his balance very well, so Mimele there is a choshe, maybe he'll be maybe at Lidid Rose. Maybe at Lidid Rose. All right. Olemo Yishlem. Nirad lo ibahane bo zema shi yivor echacher vi yavr pona vo tzadache. Kivin de orin, tzorich lechave, lishmei abroche, vi hu osa bikach lechatchile. So there is a chidesh in this task. Not that it's unreasonable, but there is a chidesh. In other words, since that in order to apply the halacha of shmei akeine, So then, he has to have kavone, to be yetzi. So, mimele, the same iser that applies to an oren, v'yoroi b'choyar v'azdovo. So, one is not allowed, if he's an oren, to say broche. If he's an oren, or he sees an oren, to say broche, so mimele, he cannot even be michavim to be yetzi with somebody else's broche, because how will he be Eitzeh? Because Shemei Akeine, so it will be considered as if he himself recited the Broche. And you're not allowed to recite the Broche when you are an Oren. Alright. Imitilu akol cherem shal yishchit. Elo tabach yodua vishochet acher. Yeshemrim sheshritos yaso. Yeshemrim sheshritos yaso atam dahavek moichoshu leizdovo. Umshimoche einisea. Imshogad bidovo. So the time is because he's a choshen leisidovo. Now the question is this: how is he considered a choshen leisidovo? After all, if the tzibo makes a cheren that he shouldn't, that only one sheichet can shech, no other sheichet can shech. So then it's a, if somebody else shechts. Is he ever an Iser of Nevele? Is he ever an Iser of Nevele? Not even Iser of Nevele. Is he ever an Iser of Eiver al Chomei Atzibo? Is he ever an Iser of Eiver al Chomei Atzibo? So Nevele, why is he considered Choshev Leisidovo? After all, there is Aloche, that Choshev Leisidovo is only if he was Eiver on that Iser, on which he is saying his Nemones. But here, he is saying his Nemones and the Shrite, that's Issa Nevele. And he was Eiver and Iser of Chomei Atzibo. So if we say that Chirem, as Ramban says, that Chirem is like Yeshua, so he'll be Eiver the Iser of Lisishbu Bishmila Shok, Chomei Atzibo. But that's a Mumel Dover Acher. A Mumel Dover Acher. So it can only be explained in accordance with the Shita of the Rambam. According to the Rambam, that even if somebody is a mumer of Litovarechot, not Nevele, so he's still Choshud, he's not Nemon. But according to the other Rishonim, so how can we say that he is considered like a mumer Leichu Nevele Slitov? After all, he wasn't even the Yisra of Nevele, it's another Yisra altogether. And the tzibur certainly cannot make it a kone. You see, the chachomim, so they can make it a kone, let's say, that certain shchites are psulis midrabon. So then, he would be considered midrabonon as a mumer leisidomo. But the tzibur cannot do that. The tzibur cannot impose ichaleishem nivele. And let's say, on any shchite that is done by sheichet, other than the regular sheikhet that is appointed as the sheikhet of the city. That the tzibur cannot do. The chachomim can do it, the znagon can do it, because al piyatir asher yeruchol is also. But tzibur, there is no aloche that the tzibur can declare a shem nivele min rabono. So it's only on the basis of the yisar of chomei tzibur, whatever the yisar is. Either it is because so that implies that the tzibur is mechuyev to take sanctions against those who violate the Torah. So if the tzibur makes it a kone as a sanction. So in Mele, it's also to behave here on the Takones HaTzibur, or at most, it could be if it's a Chome HaTzibur, so it could even involve the love of Lishish B'Bishmil HaShokia, as the Mechaber says in Hilchas Eides, the Chesh Mishpat, that if somebody is Eiver on Chome HaTzibur, so he's supposed to lay this Midraise, because Achirem Ushmue. So the Tzibur has a Keach to be Mashbiah, everybody. So, but then it's not the Yisr of Nevele, it's a Mumel in Dovar Echot. It's not a Mumel, Leis in Dovar. All right. Yes. Choshev Leis in Dovar, in Ach Nami, yeah. So in other words, he has the same din as a Choshev Leis in Dovar. According to the Rambam, he has the same din as a Choshev Leis in Dovar. All right. Now, Hashaykhid Bifnei Eidim, Behim Olim Etichov, וכשבו ישראל ליקטיס ממנו, אומר לו יתיקנה ממנו, כי לא ישחטתיו. אין נמו, ומי הוא לדידי אסור, דושב יענף שהכתיך את הייסור. Why so? Because even though he has a migge, but it's a migge mokmeid. Ain't an emon, Vav, al pishe ishle migge, shiochle ima treidli, mach mazo var acher, mikol mokim abim migge mokmeid. Ki mishe ma shetina achshov li shechatutiyo, hu mukhesh meid, shiro u shishochato, abim mikol mokim, im yitarez bdibure, vim al shechatutiyo koro. Omarti, izman le isro, ki mashu shom rashbo. In other words, suppose is mitarez dibure. So he mitarez dibure, and he says that he meant he didn't shecht koro, so then it's mehan. All right. Tabuch she also simen bereish hakeves hashochot she nira she utreif v'gam oyo eimer she utreif v'hakein omar she kosher oyim v'liom hakein al kedei she v'yikho eise v'yish alein nikach menu bosa kim she nosa amas lo lidvorov iznem. In other words, we don't even say shavir nafshech tichad yisure, because he explains it with the amas. המסל ללוב, נמון, בבס יוסף מייבי קיים בשם רשבץ, וריוסים ברגבית וכסובס, ואישו שאומרו לביילות מייאני, ונמנס החכים לאים ארתי רני, כי שניסנס המסלו לדבריו, שניסקה לקמון סימן קופי זיין. So in other words, so that's based upon the Gemara in Nida, that if, let's say, a woman told the husband that she is in Edom, and then later on, she said she was Teo. But she explained, why did she tell the husband the day before that she was a nido? Because she felt sick. So then, as long as the hamasle is reasonable, so then she's nemenes. So she's nemenes. So it's the same aloch. So in other words, even though the tabuch made a simen bereish hakeves, and in other words, he said it's treife, and he put a treife blombe on the keves. But so then he explained it, because the reason as to why he said it and he did it is because he didn't want, this was this behemoth he wanted to keep for himself or for certain customers to whom he made the previous commitment, and he didn't want to have any arguments with the other customers who didn't leave him alone. So because of that, he put a cement tarfis on the canvas. So that's a reasonable explanation. So he's never. So the koshali, the kosav shom b'shem Ramban, imurzi konido b'shchini seo, dahayni shalof shob godim, ham yuchodim b'nidi seo, loy mehane amasle. Loy mehane amasle. In other words, you see, as long, bizman agmore, bizman chazal, so they try to maintain tare, Chumes and even Chum Vitare, so Mimele, a Nido had, so it was customary for a Nido to wear special garments while she's a Nido. And that was an indication to everybody that she's a Nido, in order not to contaminate and to be Mitami everybody. So there it's mentioned in the name of the Ramban, the Dimurziko Nido Bishchemesel, the Haini Shalof Shabkodim Ham Yochodim Lunidisel. Loimahane amasle, because of Miss Yosef, even though an amasle, when you give a reasonable explanation, so is nemon, but not if you do a maise, only if it's just a verbal thing, But if you do a maise, then you can't explain it. You can't explain it. So because of Mishios Natam Mishim Rajbo, the Mishumain is Mikre V'yom. If it's just a statement, all right, so she can explain it. But if she did something, she put on extra Bgodi. And then to indicate to everybody that she is a Nido, so then you can't explain it. Aval, the Mishumain is Mikre V'yom. Aval, as is Maise Kul Hai, Riu Vishbik, the Nido, in Livesh, Sat Kan Lishini. Hare, then Chalik, Elabin Dibul, and Maise. The whole show who any dibur al maise al mahana masle u maish ne hoche bi maise ze she osa asheichet simen berish hakeves. So here too, how can the butcher explain it? He put a plumber of tarfes, a simen of tarfes on the rish hakeves. How can he explain it? The Ramban says that a masle is only effective if there is something verbal, but if there is a maise, then a masle is not effective. Ve'im chalik bi maise le maise. We should come in Vishas big day. Nido, who might say called you, do Sagabi Vishas Sino, Ham Yuchet in Doso. So Bisman Chazal, so Noshim used to put on special coding because of Tares. But Bisman is shaming, so there was no Tares. So then, if the Noshim did put on special coding, so it was as an indication to the husband. Not to everybody else. So Mimele, it didn't require a real maise, but even a maise kodu, even a special kind of an apron, if she put on, so that was a simen for the husband. The sage bil visha sinu rab yuchat lo yudus, v'amayim b'chures marik simen pizayin, yire, bil vishas b'gdei nido, eni simen gomu. The omar shom, eimelo nizdamlo lo b'gdei taus, Harili for necho, dafil hocher, we mahane amas. Dafil hocher manamas. Vala rashbat asne, lui, so the Lukashemide, the after the Israeli Gidasa too, the besieming of Pizai and dafil hozik and nido mahane masle. Ela danan kaimlon kramban, the real in Kaili kaimlon gamkin kahar de rashbat. So why does the mechaber pass me? This thing. So, achas chosafti zeis, motzosi bidarke meishe b'simen kuf chosai, shikosaf ahar de chashvat, vizel shenei, vitzorek l'tagdik b'simen kuf behei, minide de lofshok bide nide, de loi mahane amas, v'yuula yesh lechalot, vitzorek hiu, עד כאן לשני, על כל חוכמי ראשי מרוקיו בפסק משכלו ובכם וזה מאחר שרמו הניח בצורכים. So the taz is חלק כאן בפסק of the מחבר. Now, this thing of the מחבר, so the רשבט, it was taken from the רשבט. But the רשבט himself is חלק כאן מרמבן's thing. And he holds that a muscle is effective even if somebody did a mice. But the רמבן שיטה is that if someone did a maise, so then a masle is not effective. So Meile the Taz says that in this case of Tavoch also similar Shakeves, so the Tavoch will not be Nehemon by means of a reasonable masle to explain why. Idechot Vakosh. ידחו בעקרו של אף כמו ואית עצמי מות הלכו מכאן להבא ומכל מוקי חקי לפי מה שרוד. Now this is a Marik, and what's the reason as to why the Marik says that if let's say Ruben was sheikh and then Shimon came and said I saw that you as you were sheikh the behemo and I observed that you didn't shecht it properly. I saw that you made it also. You even forgot to make the shrite derech loche vavoy. So then, it's muta bachil. Why? Because kol mokim shimino tirei deachod arei kashnai. So the sheikhet, when he said that he was sheikhet properly, he had mnemonis of two. The second one had mnemonis only of one. So mimele in gor sholechot mokim shnai. Now, the Gemara says that in regard to itzete, in regard to mezbailo, evarufe, now the ritva says, and the Rambam Shita is also like that, that it is only limited to a Tzeite, to a Gvarufe, and to Mezbailo.
but it doesn't apply to Isur. Masheikin, the Marie calls that this aloche kolmokim shemino teon yechon. Hareikin shnayim applies to Isurim as well. Shom Marie tamlaze, the kolmokim shemino teon yechon. Hareikin shmai, hareikin shnayim. Kidise perigvez de ksuvez, vachaname yemino teon lashechet shiyenemon kishnayim. ומאשל פרקם דחום דפס, כוסף על זה, אבל אני כוספתי, בירי שרבי כדיבר יריטבו, שמי ונקיע את זה, זה משל זה, נדפתי בייסי שאמרים אנשו כשניים, אבל בשור איסורי, חווה כחד לגב אחד והכחושי, ובהימו בחייהו בחזקסי סרמלס, על כוחו בהימו זו, שאי דוי דולאו, אסורו לכל ישראל, עד כאן לשני וכן פוסק, מריחו מזל וכוסף שכן פוסק מבינוי. So there's a meme that we need to
know. יש אמים של אריח נושי משחי, שקבונו אבו שלו משחי, וכן המילק של הנושי שלו. וכן המילק שינקות בעודו, ובסיוס הפריטי כל עודו דרעינו מן הרעי. זה לא ישראל. ופי אני הזדהיתי מנעס העודו, כמו שכוסף מעריק, מילק וחייקב נהבה לא ירעינו רעי. In other words, this is Ruinu shalo yirinu. In other words, when do we say lo yirinu raya? In other words, we just didn't see it. No, so no raya because it didn't come up. But something that could come up every day, and still it never happened that a woman was used as a shechet. So you cannot say lo yirinu raya. I mean, after all, it's if when the shochtim had been an uncommon thing, all right, then we could say lo yirinu raya if shochtim had been an uncommon thing. But Shochtim is something that exists, that has existed throughout the generations and every day of the year, I mean, this practice of Shchitim. And still, throughout the years, we didn't see a woman Sheichet, so that's Rohinu Shalo Yorinu. So, Rohinu Shalo Yorinu is alright. Now, the same thing I mentioned, you know, when I learned the miscellaneous money in regard to a turkey. So some want me pack take after a turkey. Why? Because we have no masir. So what if we have no masir, eh? But maybe it is a deris. So we're in the right. We didn't see that it's a deris. But the answer is, I mean, practically all the achrenim, I mean, I don't know of a single achren who asks it. There are a number of Jews who are machmir for themselves, but I don't know of any Pesach who asked a turkey. So they say, he has not chayach to say, we're in a raya, just the fact that we didn't see the turkey acting out, you know, as a deer is, as a fowl of prey, so it's not raya. Because here we observe the turkey, I mean, its eating habits of the turkey, I mean, day after day, I mean, throughout the years, and constantly, and not once did we notice that in its eating habits that it is an avdiris. So that's Ruinu Shalorinu. It's the same idea. Alright. V'avodin v'chol. Hatu kosa v'avodin v'shuchol. V'nirle livoya daite v'sova v'stam avodin yeshlem kol amidis orois yeisem norekim v'apichas. כדאמרינו משעס, הדגמור עם דושין דף ידלב, ודגמור עשס, סתם עבד קוביוסטס. So Rashi says קוביוסטס means, again, if he says a kidnapper. Taisa says, no, it doesn't mean a kidnapper, it means a gambler. Whatever is, whether a kidnapper or even a gambler, I mean, he's certainly not a tzaddik. So Mimele, that's the reason as to why they're not בחזקת קשרס. כדאמרינו שאתה בכלל מדוח, תבין בחזקת קשרס. ועל כל רוח פירש המסנישת שהביאה עתיס איזו ראש לעבוד עם שכתל חתחילה היינו במשוכרו דמלוי כן אף על פי שמור וטובר אין להאמין אל השחיתה אלא מכיר למעשה שהוא קושר אבל כשמכיר למעשה הרי הוא בכלל רי מצויין אצל שחיתה מומחים ומורזוקים זאת אומרת, it's a matter of fact you don't even have to resort to this fact that Stam Evet is useless. Let's say he's not useless. But since the only reason is to why any Stam Jew, if he shechts or shechitos is kshir, is because Roiv Mitzuyin itzel shechite mumchinei. So we say that the average Jew wouldn't have the audacity, you know, to undertake Shchite if he didn't know that he is a Murzek and that he is a Mumche. So, Lugami Emet, we don't apply that Rov, that Chazon. All right, so even without Stam Emet confused, they're not in that degree of Cheskes Kashres that we could apply the Aloche of Riv Mitzuyin to Shchite Mumche. וכן כוס ברשב, הוא מביא מס יוסף שדעס הרמב״ם, תעבוד עם אין בכלל ראים מצוי, אלו מכיר אני שהוא כוס אבו כשמכיר, אני אסי, but suppose, we know this event, we know this event, let's say, tell me אבדי שלום גמליאל, he was a תלמיד חוכם, he was a צדיק and everything, so if we know that a certain event is a kosher, so then, and he's a מומחה, so of course he's a kosher, אם הוא מחתכים. וכי כוסף הוראז'ו, תרס הבייס, ומי ביס יוסף, שדעס הרמב״ם דעבוד עם בכלל ראים מצויים, איתו שחית המומחים, וכי נראה לדעס הדרישי, ואם כן המחבא שאיש ביטי בס משחורים, עוז ולטיימי שכוסף ביס יוסף, קשי מהי משחורים, אפילו עם משחורים, נאמה? נכון? וכי בתרס הבייס הקוצה, כוסף, דינושים עבודים, שאינו משחורים, שיכתים לכתחילה כגדיר ישראל, סמית הלוש של דרשבו איז, דת עבודים שאינו משחורים, שיכת לכתחילה כגדיר ישראל, ועל כוחו חמחה במיילה במכיר עם איסון, שאין קשיר, דסתם עבודים אין קשיר. אלו דו אמש מלא ידעתו, so the question is, that's the reason as to why the Mechaber was mashmit Tiras Meshachorim the two mentions because the Tur himself doesn't think that an Eved Sheini Meshuchar is really possible. It's only a question of trusting them by Stam Eved, but if we know that he's trustworthy, so then he can share Lechatchil. ועל כל רמך במהיר מכיר אני סום שאין קשיר דסתם עבוד מין הקשיר and it's not that the מחבר is חילי כאן לתו but the מחבר has reference to an event that we know is trustworthy והוא לא יזכיר המחבר in parentheses that's also part and parcel of the lotion of the המשך אל דימש לא ידעתו ידע בי הבי מכיר אני סדווקי now if the Mechaber agrees that Stam Eved it cannot be trusted, and when does the Mechaber say that an Eved can shecht if we know that he's trustworthy, so why did he ask Kikashi against the two? So the answer is because the Mechaber is the Bis Yosef assumed that it's not reasonable that the two when he says Avodim Shechorim Davke means to exclude an Eved Stam in Mishuchim. So, and the Mechaber and Bis Yosef assumed that when the Tur said Avodim Shechorim Davke, he meant to exclude an Eved Shel Mishuchim, even if we know that he's trustworthy. That's the reason as to why he asked against the Tur. V'hodol Yizkir HaMechaber. So why doesn't the Mechaber mention HaKol Shecht Lechatchila Afil Noshim V'Avodim Shehei Murzoki Avodim Shehei Nemonim Shehei Murzoki Bechaz Kashchas? So the answer is Meshim Nisvir Leid Gam Bishor Niyodon B'Inon Shehei Shechet Nemon Uchidas HaRamba V'Rach Shehei V'Yod Bis Yosef because that even any other Jew. So lechatchile, the halacha is that we have to know that he is a mumche. So that's why he doesn't have to mention vis-a-vis avodim. Lechatchile has to be in him. You still come show more than me. She shechet nemuch das a rambam v'rachshiv v'siosim v'chumash posak v'simonim amchadoshim v'chei. Because of lekamon safe simen samachei lekachlu yitzchul askirei dipshite. Now he doesn't mean lechatchile, Because he doesn't mean the Shitas Agenim, that Lechatchila we have to, it's because it's only the Shitas Palaito. The Shitas Agenim is that Lechatchila we can let him Shecht, relying that later on we'll test him, but he doesn't have to be them. So the Shitas Palaito is that Lechatchila we shouldn't let anybody Shecht unless we know that he's a Munche. But he doesn't mean that. He means the Shitas Rambam, that the Rambam Shita is that in Munali Domrecha, even not the Vele. So he's supposed to be, so it's not just a question of Chatchile. So the Mele, because of that, the Mechaber doesn't mention Avodim that we know that he is a kosher. Because since Stam Avodim, that's a Gemore, Stam Avodim Kuvyusti. So the Mele, that means that Stam Evet is a Munali Domrecha, whether Gzele or Gneivus Nefoshes, Neive or Gzele, whatever it is. So Mele, and the Mumel Dabarechodesh, the Rambam, the Mechaba mentioned the Rambam Shite, that he is possible Ishchite even the Evet. He is possible. So certainly in Stam Evet, who the ordinary Evet is a Mumel Dabarechod. Lidyom. So that's why he doesn't have to mention. Wat mit hier haben ich mir gesagt, ich schon mir oder bin ich sich dem. Und da sag am Barach Shvi bis Yosef. Und mich passt mit Simon am Khadosh bei Kosel Kamen Safe Simon Sabachai. Safe Simon Sabachai kach mir uns drauf was gehen. Die bitte du ja die war wurde mich schon mir. Wer Barach ist aber am Khabe ja schon am Rambam was mag Mashma die war wurde bin und dafke. Jedem schön Mumch. Wie gam hieß gerade nicht hier auf hier seit die gemisch gesagt. Der Pschat mit du ist because Stam Evet is a Kuvyusis, is Reiki Mepir. So Mele, we cannot apply the Halacha of Rev Mitzvah Yashrit and Mumchim. Mutalit Mele Chathil and Nishrit. Vigam Yedim Eshu Mumchim Yedei Lecha Shchite, Mutalit Lite Lechathil and Nishrit. Pirish al Smach, she Yivdikenu Achar Shchite, Imu Mumchim. Now, it doesn't sound strange that the Shach says that if we know that an Eved is the kosher, so then we can let him Shach Pechatchila, and there is no Chashash or Pikbuk. No Chashash or Pikbuk in that. And Ligabi Isho, so he says, Uviya Nidaitin Das Ogo, which is because of Marik, the Minik Vikagab, the Havlu, the Inu Rai. But what's the basis for it? Stam Isho is certainly a Kshelo. So why is there a minig not to let an Isho share? So the Or HaShulchan explains that minig, which is Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, which is based upon Hilchas Eretz Yisrael and Tadoni. So upon the fact that the reason is why. Explains that minig, which is Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, which is based upon Hilchas Eretz Yisrael and Tadoni. So, upon the fact that the reason as to why we are allowed to let everyone share is because we do fell lichashino. We do fell lichashino. So mimele, and avolim tzorich, because of that mechala paskins avolim tzorich lishuale in nisal, because it will do fell lichashino. So that's only Shayach. That's only Shayach with a man. But a woman is soft-hearted. So Mimele, there we are chishish lechatchil elim. Only with a man, because a man is relatively tough. So then we don't have to be chishish lechatchil elim. But a woman, so now the Elmet Adoni, Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, they mention because Noshim died on Kalis. So the Hashulchan says that the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael do not use that expression, Noshim died on Kalis, in a derogatory sense. In other words, they are weak-minded. On the contrary, they are soft-hearted. So Mimele, they cannot, many women cannot see blood. So Mimele, there is a possibility of Hilufi. Even though former President Nixon told Golda Meir the reverse, when he met with Golda Meir, he said that a woman can be is the best prime minister, because a woman is much tougher than a man, A man is soft because a man was created out of soil, but a woman was created out of the hard ribs. So because of that, a woman is much tougher. But you see that the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael don't agree with President Nixon, in spite of Golda Meir. So, in other words, so they say, because Noshim Tait and Kali is because they are relatively soft, so maybe there is a chash for removing. Right. So that's the reason as to why we got the Avodim, if we know he's a kosher. So the Rashbo says he can sheikh it lechatchile like daily Israel, but Noshim not, because of the chash of removing. מותר לי לחתכם לשחית פירוס על סמך שאם תיכן אחר שחית אם הוא מומחה שרי מצויים שרי ורגיל לשחית אם חזקס מומחה אין בחשבי שפצים אין שבו סיב זיין גם איתה בחומן של קיר קיר בצורך לא ברעי שהוא מומחה ואמרים און בחי דבנה ריב מצויים אצל שחית מומחה. In other words, the halacha is if a sheikhet, shecht, and he's mekalkil, he's mekabel. So the Gemara, after the Ketes, in the Rokame says, it all depends. If he was sheikhet b'chinon, so then he is spotted. True, Odom would leilom, b'sheikhet b'meizit, but on his gomu is pot. So Teisve says that what does on his gomu mean? If it's an eines kein gneve, then it's considered on his gomu. If it's an eines kein aveide, then he's chayav, because the Mishnah says in Rokame, ben sheikik, ben meizik, ben eines, ben eya, ben yosh. So he almost is chayav from Odom HaMazik. But on his gomu is pot, because that's the Yerushalmi. That if, let's say, if the Yerushalmi says, that when do we say that Yoshim is chayev? If, let's say, somebody lay down on the couch, he fell asleep, and then on the couch, they were keilim, and the keilim were placed there before he lay down, or before he sat down, and then, as he was sleeping, while he stretched out his legs, so he broke the keilim. So then there is still an element of negligence. So he's chayev. But suppose somebody lay down in bed, and then as he was sleeping, another person put keilim on his bed, and then that person stretched, as he was sleeping, he stretched out his legs and he broke the keilim. Then he's an honest gone. So then he's spotted. So Teisve says that what's the criterion whereby we determine as to whether someone is an honest gone or not honest gone, if it's an eines kein aveide. Now Shemchinom is spotted for gneve and aveide. He's only chayev for real pshi. But for gneve and aveide is spotted. But aveide involves more of negligence, more of a neglect of than aveide. Aveide involves more of a neglect than gneve. So if his pshie, the pshie of the Olam HaMazik, was analogous to the pshie that is involved in losing something, when a person loses something, so then he was neglectful, because if one hadn't been neglectful, he wouldn't lose. So why did he lose? Either because there was a hole in the pocket, or he took it out somewhere and then he forgot to pick it up. So there is an element of pshia, and when something is stolen from a person, there is also an element of pshia, but much less, because sometimes, you know, you lock the door very well, and still a thief comes in with the master key and he opens it up somehow, and so there is still an element of pshia, because if the person had exercised utmost caution, so then the thief, the gunner, wouldn't have been able to enter the house. But there is much less of negligence involved in the case of neveh than in the case of aveid. So Teisa says that another mamazik is chayim enes if the enes is analogous to aveid, but if it's analogous to neveh, then it's an honest one. But shemasocho is chayim even an enes gein neveh. Shemasocho is only chayim of real honesty, which is more than honest gomor, than by mazik, you see.
So the male, the Gemara, the Tzadik Tes, in Bolokami says, the thief is Shechet. Was Shechet. Bechimo. So then his only chiv could be underscored Mamazik. Over the Mamazik. So either a Shimachimo or a Mamazik. So in other words, if somebody is a Shechet, so he's both. First of all, he's a Shechet. And if he's Shecht Bechimo, so he's a Shimachimo. If he gets paid, so he's a Shimasocho. So he has two responsibilities. One responsibility is as a Shimachinom, and one responsibility is as another Mamazik, even if he hadn't been a Shema. So he would have a responsibility if he's Mazik Gedai. So Mele, if he's not a Mumche, and he Shecht, so then there is a Pshie, not only Kein Abede, then there is real negligence, I mean full negligence. So he's Chayev, on the score of Shemachinom, and on the score of the Mamazik. But suppose he's a Mumche. Suppose he's a Mumche. So if he's a Mumche, so then there is no real negligence, and there is nothing considered negligence that is analogous to Enes Kinavei. So, but the neglect that is involved in a human being in Abel, sometimes it happens. That he's a big expert, but still, for some reason, he made a pause. I don't know. For some reason, he became distracted in the middle of the shchite, and he made a pause, and because of that, the shchite became possible. So there is an element of negligence, even though he's a mumche, even though he's a mumche. But that negligence is analogous to Ines Kein Leile. So Od Mamazi is potter for an Ines Kein Leile, but Shema Soho is Chalik Ines Kein Leile. So Mele, if he's not a mumche, then it's real pshie. So in Bechinom the Sheikhet is high to pay. But if he is a Mumche, so then Bechinom is spotted. Because if Bechinom, so the only basis of liability would be Odom HaMazik on his Bamo is spotted. And what does Odom HaMazik mean? In his King Neve. So this kind of neglect that is involved in a Sheikhet by a Mumche is analogous to King Neve. But if he is a shim, if he gets paid for the shchite, so then he has a min of shemasocho. Shemasocho is chayev not only for enes kin aveide, he is chayev even for enes kin aveide. So here it says, so ayim chishmish vetzimin shivov psil zayin gam tava chumin shetilki vitzorich lo v'raye shehu mumche. Now like this, there is a aloche of amitzim chavir lo v'raye. So in order to be mitzimomein, we don't even rely on rov, in elchim mumomen acharov. Now, here, a sheikhet was mikalki. And then he says, I'm a mumche. What should I do? It just happened. That was nabi. Something happened. He says, I'm a mumche. Now, if he's a mumche and if he's bechinov, so then if he's nabi, he's potter, because the non is gomor. And then the balakai says, you're not a mumche. So the halacha is the sheikhet has to bring raya. The burden of proof is upon the sheikhet. And if the sheikhet does not prove that he is a mumche, then he has to pay. But the question is, there is a halacha in Ilchim Mumen Acharov. In Ilchim Mumen Acharov. So here he says that he is a mumche. And if he is a mumche, then he is potter. Because he was a sheikhet mechinov. Not a sheikhet mischa. And the contrary, read between the shchit and mumche men. So the rov is on his side. And still we say that the burden of proof is upon him. So the answer is, as far as the rov between the shchit and mumche men, so in this case that we saw that there was nabo with the shchit, so that's certainly enough of a reyese to take him out from that rov. When do we apply the law between Shechet and Mumche? Stami Jew. Not Stami Jew, I mean Stami Shechet. So any Jew who undertakes Shechite, so apply the halacha of Shechet and Mumche. But here we saw that he was Nave. So in Mele, we cannot apply the halacha of Shechet between Shechet and Mumche. But the question is, Jew, he cannot Nave the halacha of Shechet between Shechet and Mumche. But from Sofik, in case of a Sofik, we cannot be made to mumming. So why do we say here that he has the burden of proof, and if he doesn't prove that he is a mumche, then he has to pay. So in other words, so you have pesed his meitzi momen from the sheiret. The answer is, this is not just the reyese. The fact that he was minabe is a reyese, is not just a reyese, but it's until he shows that he was a mumche, but an accident happened this time, so this is a proof that he is not a mumche. The fact that a person doesn't do the job correctly, so that's prima facie proof that he is not a mumche. And it's even more than wrong. But if it could happen, it could happen. An accident could happen. But the burden of proof is upon him. But until he proves that he is a mumche, and that this nibur was just an accident, an unusual accident, so then we take it for granted that he's not a mumche. On the basis of the fact that he was saw, that we saw, he was minabe b'shabbos. So it's even stronger than wrong. That's a chazok. Abol imi lufoneinu, zel ishin abach. Abol imi lufoneinu, tzor zlupot kei mumche v'yedei l'cheshuvi. That's the shiris againim. That's the shiris againim that the Rosh mentions. That lechatchila we can let anybody shech. But we have to rely on the subsequent testing. Guess what it is?
The same halacha applies to the shech and the novel, you won't be able to shech again.
Of course not, there's no doubt. I mean, that goes without saying that once it happened to him, so he can't let him share until he proves himself the mumche. Well, that goes without saying that wouldn't involve any chidesh, because since he was benabil, so it's certainly a reyesek. But the chidesh is that we can be made, he has the burden of proof. And if he doesn't prove, so then Bezdin is made simonim for him. But in Hilchimon Echarov, so, in other words, the fact that he was nabon de shchite is such strong proof that it's even stronger than all. It's a real chazok. It's like chazok in an imperial b'sich money. So, on the basis of that chazok, we can be made tzimomim. We can be made tzimomim. In other words, if we have aiding that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruvin, let's say, for half a year, and then he demands it from him before the half a year is over, and Shimon claims that he already paid it before the half a year expired, so the halacha is he's not lemon, and we can make some money from him. Why? Because chazok in the fire besides money, even though in Ilkin Roman Acharov, but there are certain chazokis that are stronger than them. So that means that is reference only to Chazok and Mikoret. So Rubel Chazok and Rubel. But certain Mundanes are so strong that they are stronger than both. So the fact that he was Mikalkeil, that is such strong, it's prima facie evidence of not being the Mumche. But an accident can always happen, so the burden of proof is upon him. Avonim Ufaneinu, Zemishin Abach, Kosov Rabban, the nearly, the afrabinally common. Now that's a very big chiddush in the Rabban. The nearly, the afrabinally common. The mshochat beit kinesi, elo kishiyesh di mifonei. Now the Gemara says, kule amroye ki rabinally amre, kosapre erim mitzuyit lo shchitem mumchim. So that means that Rabbin in the first Lashon, doesn't agree with this aloche of Roy Mitzuin is Lashrit Mumchime. So it implies that according to Rabbin's first Lashon, if somebody was Sheikhet and he wasn't tested whether he's Mumche or not, so even David, the Shrit is Asur, according to Rabbin's first Akimti. But the Rabbon mentions here in big Chiddush. The nearly the Rabbin Ali Kosha, the Mshochat Beikin, they say, Elo Kishiyeshne Meponei, Umotzion Li Nivdiki. So the Rabban says that Rabbine also agrees with the principle of Reim Mitzuyim Yisrael Shvetim Mumchim. Tzishrim Mechaim. So when does he say that Hake Mumchim Shochte? But after Mumchim, he has to be established as a Mumche only if it's possible to be paid. Elokish Yeshlo Yifanein, Umotzino Limimdiki, Ufizeh Lididon, כי שאינו לפנינו,
Ich will mich getosse, ja, für die Mutzin und die mir da verpasst. So, da wird so hieß es, since Rabbin Rabbin himself agrees that the Ebed, if somebody was sheikhet, he already was already sheikhet, and it's impossible to get it. It is a pair. It's impossible to get it. So then we are allowed to eat from Mishchite Yim Rabbine Utimeide. Now, the Gemara says, Kule ki Rabbine lo yamde, because the Mitzvah Shechitim Utimeide. But Rabbine himself is made that the Ebed, if the Sheikhet was already Sheikhet, and it disappeared, it's impossible to catch it. So then, we can eat from the Behemet. We can eat from Mishchite. So the other Amroi, who did not explain the Mishnah the way Rabbine does, because they hold the Mitzvah Shechitim Utimeide, they are more lenient than Rabbine. But Rabbine himself is matir, in case it's impossible to test him. So the other Amroi obviously hold that even if it's possible to test him, we can still eat from Mishchite without testing. That's how it's mashma. So this is what he says. The Ravon himself, if he's there, he don't. We pass by the other Amroi, who reject the Kimte of Rabbine. Kishayin ilfoneinu, ech l'mishchito say, afilu matzino l'mir defa basrei. Even though it's possible to get it. So we don't have to do it. At Kal Rishini. So that's a big chiddush. All the other Rishini machilik. All the other Rishini say that Rabbin himself holds that even the Eved, if he sheikhet was sheikhet, and we didn't test him, so even the Eved shechitos he does so. Because of the Amrim and Bishas are not Rabbin, v'ikul and shishoa chatua hei, ilay nachir ha-shem kotna, lo koi hevim shochte mi boil. El ha-shem mumchim, bebeit kenis esage, פירש לא מלא אחרים ראי ראיסון. So the Gemara gives a teres, לא עסק המון דליב דקה. הרי דל רבין אף על פידה, לא עסק המון דליב דקה. שחיתו זה פסולו, כשאין אחרים ראי ראיסון. So the Gemara says, in explaining Rabine, so what does the Mishnah imply? When it says, Vichulam Sheshochtu, and that includes his reference not only to Chershel and Kotten, because if it had reference only to Chershel and Kotten, he should say Vim Shochtu. When it says Vichulam Sheshochtu, so it's marble, it includes, it has reference to Hashem Mumchin as well. So the Eved it is good. So, Vachirim Reneison. So the Eved it is good, Vachirim Reneison. So, Eloshayim Mumchin, so why do we need, so the Gemara has the Kashe, why do we need Achirim Rei Neison? Bebeitkin Sagi, even if Achirim were not Rein, Bebeitkin is a Sagi. So you might get a Terek Lesek Amon Olivdike. So if the Lesek Amon Olivdike, so then the Mishnah tells us, Harei the Rabbi, only if Achirim Rei Neison, so it's Mutter, if Lesek Amon Olivdike. But if Achirim Rei, if Achirim were not Rei Neison, if Shochte Binu in Atzmei, and it's Lesek Amon Olivdike, so if the Evidence is also, so it's Gemara Mephoresh is contrary to the Ravon, that according to Rabine, so Kinte, so even the Eved is also, Harein Rabine, Avopin, Lesek Amon, Mivdike, Shosep Sulo, Jachir and Nison. V'yesh li Yashav, the Hod, the Mishan, Lesek Amon, Naive, Kishirin, Tinachov, Magin, he say, Elo, Shein, Lufaneinu. In other words, when the Gemara says, the Lesek Amon, Mivdike, means it disappeared. But, it's possible to go to his house and get it. So then what if you go to his house? So, you have to drive, let's say for an hour. He lives on the south side. You have to drive for an hour. So Memele, according to Rabbine himself, even though it involves a great tirche to get him and to test him, so we have to do it. We have to do it. According to the other Amroim, who do not explain the Mishnah in accordance with Rabbine Sukinte, so they hold that we only have to test him if he's available. But if he's not available, only with great tirk, we have to run after him for an hour until we get him. So we don't have to do it. Masha'in came, according to Rabine, as long as it's possible, as it's physically possible, to get him and test him, so we're not allowed to eat from the shchita until we do it. But if it is mamash impossible, with all the tirk, it's impossible to get him and test him, so then even Rabine will be made it. If Rabine will be made that we rely on Rav Mitzvah Yerushalayim Mumchein. In other words, Rabine is not chilik against the other Amroim. On the Reiser level, he's made it that there is Rav Mitzvah Yerushalayim Mumchein. But in view of the fact that there is a mute hamotzu of Jews who have the audacity to undertake shchite, even though they don't know vilcha shchite, so because of that, midrabono, we don't rely on rov according to rabbi. We don't rely on rov mitzui and nitzal shchite mumchemein, if it's possible, if it's physically possible to test it, even though it involves the achet. Even though it involves the achet. But if it is impossible, so then we rely on rov mitzui and nitzal shchite mumchemein. יש דעה של המשל עושה כמון הרי שפית לך ומגיע איזה אלא שאני לפני כמה אתה ממס ניס לצורך פיר לפחות והוא דרך ומדיברי שאופוסקים הוא הניר הפיר הזה ובדיברי הרב בהגוי אין אף כוסה בכל זה in other words so according to what the רמו פסקיס because רמו פסקיס like the בלעיתו that לכתחילה we shouldn't let anyone share. We should not let anyone shecht unless we first tested it. So maybe all this is not relevant. All this is not relevant. Anyway, so the shita of the Ravon is the shita siochet. I don't know any other rishi who agrees with Ravon. But all the other rishayim seem to agree that according to Rabbi himself, so if somebody was shechet and it wasn't determined as to whether he's a bokim cheshchit or not, so even David, shechitos is asura, even if it's physically impossible to get a sheikh at the test. Alright. Then he says, V'lochen miyagim, she'inodom sheikhit, Elohim kinotol kabole lifnechochem. Elohim kinotol kabole lifnechochem. V'aminoik lahaschit, lishchei mitanegel. We say Gimel Yeh Tanigel. Tanigel is a Zohar. Why that? I don't know. I don't know the Tanigel. So he says that the minhag is that when one learns Shchite, so he has to learn, he has to get experience. I mean, no Rav can give him Kabbalah until he gets experience. He's not allowed to give him Kabbalah. So Mimele, so when he gets experience, he should try to Shecht, he should try to get experience in Tanigel. Not the Mavis. There's a simple reason for it. Because it's very likely when one starts shechting for the first time, even after he watched other shechting shecht, but when he starts shechting at the very beginning, so it's very likely that he'll be minabel until he gets a training. So if he's going to be minabel, let him be minabel at Tanigelims, rather than behemis. I mean, Hatir Chosal Mominon Shal Yisroel. Why does he say, Vaminik Haskel Yishchim et Tanigelim, or he say, Gimel Yeh Tanigel, I don't know. V'yoseh likach schar al ze. V'yoseh likach schar al ze. So in other words, the one who gives him kabole is not allowed to get paid. Why is oseh likach schar al ze? Because there is a loche that hameid when someone is not an idis, he is not allowed to get paid for being an idis. He's not allowed to get paid for being an aid. And if he did get paid, so he doesn't do. So his aid is what? Why? Because if one gets paid for testifying, so then he becomes an aid. So his aid is what? So mainly because of that, the one, the rov, who gives the kabole to a sheikhet, so he's made that this sheikhet, knows the cheshchite, that this sheikhet, that this sheikhet is a muzek lishchet. I mean, he knows the theoretical aspect of shchite, the practical aspect of shchite. So memele, he's not allowed to get paid. We also make a schar al ze. We gam atam gelim al yehene hatam itchochem mehen. Elo yipne mali. In other words, let's say, suppose the one who gives him kabole is the one who teaches him the shchite. So, and the minig is that he has to get the experience in Tanigeli. Now, why? Because of the possibility, maybe he'll be minabel. Maybe he'll be minabel. Suppose he's not minabel, so of course you can meet them. So suppose that the sheikhet who is learning shchite on the Tanigeli gives the Tanigeli to the rov who taught him the shchite and who is gives him the kabole. So even the Tanigalim is not supposed to take. He's not supposed to take. V'kama Tanigalim al yenatom chochmen. But, after all, he certainly deserves to get something, so he can take it as long as he gives it away to his donkey. So then he's not negated with him, you see, if he gives it to his donkey. But if he takes it himself, so then he's negated with him. Elohim nevani, v'afim mi shehu boki lishchei tanigelim, in yochei lishchei toiv isak tani. Da'ayne ha-tziporim, tziperim v'teirim le'yeno ak tani. אפילו מי שיבוקי לשחית המגלים, אין יוכל לשחית אויב וסקטני. דהיינה, הציפרים ותרם ובנינו הקטני, אלו מי ששוחת איזו כבר, וישמחה, אני בקיימי מומחה. In other words, even if somebody has a lot of experience, got experience in שחתים תרגלים, but that does not mean that we can trust him in שחתים a pigeon, a dog. In shechting, tzipeir. So then the question arises, so in other words, in order to be able to shech, to be a sheikh of the Ifes Aktanim, like the Terim and the Yeno, so in other words, he has to get a training in that itself. Because that's relatively more difficult to shech. Now, one sheikhet, so I don't think that there is a second sheikhet in America, but one sheikhet in New York. So he wanted to acquire training in shechting pigeons. So he used to go up on the roof, and I don't know how he was able to catch pigeons and became trained in shechting pigeons. So this is the Hatzavocha that is mentioned in the Shach. So, umashu meisnim yitchilo lishchitei som asmo chabu, haim shim lishchichem. So it seems that shecht shchitei of teirim neyeno requires more competence than, let's say, shchitei of other eves. So the unique should be to learn shchitei by getting experience in the most difficult thing. So he says the reason is because it's highly unusual that the shechet should be asked to shech teirim bnei'enu. ומשמוכר ואיסי, אפילו מומחים דלים, או ימידגדיקים, שמוסה שבו ליודו, איף קוטן, so then they were not sure whether they will manage to make the שחיטה properly, שהוא ישך דנעיסי מנתרנגל, כדי להסתלק מן החשש ברוך לבטו. In other words, suppose you have to shech two אפס, so you make one ברוך on both. So if it is ever is done to them that they should check a tail of the Eino, so they decided to check together with it a Tamigail, and they first they made the Broche and they shared the Tamigail, and then they check the tail of the Eino. So even if it turns out it's not more, so they didn't make a Broche at all. כל זה מדיבר משהו פרק אמר חונס מלהי ואף הפריחי רואיסי השוחטים נהגים משחית שני ציפרים או יינים קטנים יחד ויסו לוי משום דרכו להי לא יחי שינון שנסנב לו שניהם. So in other words, so if he shechts two, so the chances are less. I mean the chances are more that at least one of the two. So you know the story is told about someone who was afraid to go by plane. He was afraid to go by plane lest there be a plane crash. So one time he had to go to California, and it was an emergency. He had to go by plane, but he was afraid. But he had to go. He couldn't make it by train. It was an emergency. So he thought about it, and then he decided that since there is less of a chance to, you know, that both planes there should be a crash, so instead of taking a non-stop flight to California, he'll change in Chicago, and then he'll take another plane, so there is less of a chance that there'll be a crash in both planes. All right, we brought Kolo.
Bible and not the Kabbalah. Meilom kol ma sheshoch ha-treifo, gam kol ha-kelim shebishl ben ma sheshoch ha-tzrichi nechse. Kim omad ha-rab mitshu ves-ha-rajbo. Simen rei shetres, shekosaf le-eser hakel le-mafrei. So the Rajbo says that it's also le-mafrei. The Agude says that it is mutil. So the Ramo says there is no conflict between the Agude and the Rajbo. The Rajbo has reference to the case where he never had Kabbalah. Mashenkin the Agude has reference to the case where he had Kabbalah. King Mohammed Arab, which was a Rajbo similar to Ches, she calls the lesser Hakum Afreo. Ridushi Agude per Kamel Khum posak de Kishikha de Kaskosi. But after Yod, the Yishlo is some, so he reconciled the Rajbo and Agude. The Yishlo is some Arab with Akimesha, the Hikudishi Agude Maire, she made to Pam Achas Kabbalah, the Mikmino Yaskosi had the Rajbo. וגם הרשב"א אומר לו איזה כדמוכת מלבוא אבל כשנותן כבוא למילום יוז לא יחס כשתהיה מילום מטריף עם כל מה ששוחת מפריע וזה דרוי כאובוש התרזוב של שתי תאיז בזה נבוא איזה דרוויבוש הסיום תדאו איזה מחלקס between the רשב"א and the good but Ramo says I mean it's very mistaken it seems like that I mean as the Ramo says that there is no מחלקס between the רשב"א and the good אבולונותה, היקשו בדעתניש. מה יש למי בהימו שנמצא הסטריפו, שהדבין שנעשו ממנו קשירים, אם יוכלו עם הרשנו לניטפו, ותאם דרי בהימס קשיר לזה, ואמרים להם את בהימה על חזקוס, ותראה את, ויש לחלק, ברי בהימס קשיר לזה, שהרוב הוא לכל הבהימה שבהים, ולוחי מקרה שעפי רוב, אבל הוכה דווקא רוב מיצוי נטל שחיתם מומחיני, אבל רוב ניודון אין מומחים, ולכן לא מקרה חזוק איזו מחמסרות ואין אפשר דלידוני דהוסום יש לימה דליוצס מחי רק אשתה סומך לשחית הנפרית נטריפו מה שאין כן משחית ופי אני זדאי דלידוני דהוסום יש לימה משור שנהיל דוק שאיר או איסו ואשתה עוד נטריפו אבל הוכל על כל כוח משנהילת לא יולד כלום ואין כן יצטורך לימה לומד בשוחח וזה לא יאמרינו ואוי דחי ודחשתי יודע מוכה מילצה דוליון המאו דין דרך בישקי החילוך השחיתי שצורך די ישחוגו בהם אבו ונותו כפולי על כוח הצורך לאימא ושוחת ויאפשר שגם זהו בכל דבר הרב ובאוכל ניחד לא התיק שממיק ודרכם הנסים על ישלב בכל אתר יש נעשו גבות מייס ומפריע מי מולה בחלקה שמירי דרוכי היא כחזוקי ורובה דרי מיצוי מיצו שחיתי מומחיני מה שאין כן הוסם דורי כרובה אינמה הוכה אבי סבק סבק והוא הגיש לך ובחם אגב ולכלו, לפי מה שכוספתי מישהו יבדק והכך נמצא שיוצא טריפו מתחסיות בפשיל עושה לא ימחמס חסור ידע עושה הכלים שירה מדימק ואמרינון איק מאחס כוסי ועד אשתה כושר in other words, when do we say that he was the חסקס קשרס if he doesn't know Hishchite. But if we just saw that Yotzot Reivam Tachas Yodei Bipshiyose, not because he doesn't know the Dini. So then, Hakelim Zikshay, V'chein Kosafti B'Simin Kofiyotes, V'chein Hetik Marshal, Chubes Maram, Maram Katz, V'l Hakelim Sheigilu Bnei Yirei Larzike B'choshet Mafrei Al Yofikim, V'l'marzikinu B'choshet Mafrei, Ad Miu In Betkua V'ligomu Vada Yesh Leeser Kol Shechitas Mafrei. V'chein, היי אבס יוסף בסדור דקביים, בסימת יפייטס, בשימת יספקה, שאפילו מי שהימר אין נחושת במפריע, שאם שוחת ולא כך חילב, והקיין הימר, באיס יהי, הכל כושר. So what does the שח say? The שח says that it's when are we מטריף למפריע only if he never received כבוד. So if he never received Kabbalah, so then we know that at one time in his life he didn't know Hilchos Shechita altogether. So Mimele, and now he doesn't know. So Mimele, we say that we assume that he didn't know, that he never knew. Masha'in Kei, if let's say somebody is a Shechet, and then people found out, Edim came and testified, that this Sheikh, they saw him being Michal Shabbos. So we don't say
that all the shchites that he did prior to the time that he was observed to be Mechal Shabbos, that it's only veil. Why? Because every Jew has a Cheskes Kasha. And even if somebody, so of course if somebody is in Mechal Shabbos, so he loses the Cheskes Kasha. But that does not mean that he should lose the Cheskes Kasha before he was seen being Mechal Shabbos. Ligabe a sheichet who never had Kabbalah. So in other words, so then if he never had Kabbalah, so he was never established as a mumche. True, we say Reb Mitzuyet Hashchit Mumche Mei. But now we know that this person doesn't know, so maybe we cannot apply this to him, Reb Mitzuyet Hashchit Mumche Mei. And since he never had Kabbalah, and now he doesn't know, so we say that he never knew. So we rely on the Chazok and the Hashter also. Masha'im Kei, Ligabi a person who's Cheskes Kashres, who lost his Cheskes Kashres because he was observed to have done certain aveiros, so we are not chesed him afreya, because every Jew has a Cheskes Kashres. הדוב הזה אין צורך שיהיה כל חלוקה דינים מאוד כי נאמר הדוב הזה או יסי מסתפק וישוי קרינו משפק ידיע עד שאימר הלא עושה מודע קרואים הריון בו לפון הייתים זה או יסי מסתפק במישי מסתפק במישי ובדים בדיק הזה סעקים שיצבור כמות שחיתו סיפסות למרות מי שיהיה לי בשביל ידי הולכה שחית ואפילו שוכר בני דרלי פעמים פשוט אגונו הוא רואי הוא שוכר לקימבינו לעצמי שחיתו זה איש פסור תכים די ידי הולכה שחית יש שם אותו עמים שורו בדוח הספוליות פירש ואני מרגיש תכים די לבוק עם הולכה סאו אין ידי הים נזעם להיות הראש ואפילו עוד מבור לי ששחת את יופי פירש ישיר מיסק תכשיב עושה ניר לב עוד משישך את קרואו פשיט השם אבל אפילו עוד מבור לי שעשיסי כל מה שאתם שיר מקום מוקים אחר שבשה שחיתו ליודה למה דייתי ויסי בהיר שאוסו מה ששאיר הוא רווח פירש דוח הקומה אפילו אחר שלמדו הלכה שחית תאום הפועלי ואין צורך מי הוא דין האמס שחיל כוסם הרם בשם תאיס והכסף משתש ודאו שם הכוסם ומי שדר כאילו יסע לילדים של מוזק ושוחד רוב הבור לי שלא יסלבתי נאם מאחר שיודע הלכה שחית כאילו שיודע הלכה שחית ודא אם שו איתו רס או יום אחיו ובזה הועדים אפילו שזיק. So in regard to הלכה שחיתה, so we cannot trust him, not because we consider we are חשד him as a liar. Because if he doesn't know הלכה שחיתה, so how can he answer accurately the questions? So he says, I was שבט פאפל. Even if we mention, did you make הלכה לבוי? If he doesn't know the דינים, so these things, הלכה דייתה, he didn't even alert himself to the proper, to the accurate observation of all these facts. Mashenkin Ligabi Nisalev, this is a simple thing. I mean, whether you know or you don't know. Everybody knows what it means. Nisalev, so maybe he's never. Kim Shu Yudei Lecheshkita Vada Yimisho Vidoras Oyim Acheron Uvizeo Adin Afim Shesik Veinei Nakum Dimachas Yudei Lecheshkita Vada Yimisho Vidoras Oyim Shesik Oyim Acheron Voyeim Ashesho Vidoras. So in other words, even if he doesn't say a thing, if he's silent, so we don't have to becheshed, maybe he was nisalev. Because if he had been nisalev, and he has a cheskes kashres, he's not going to withhold from us, so he would tell us that he was nisalev. V'tchila shchit v'atzeiv, mi sh'yidin b'y 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 שוכן עשינו הבייס גם כיופי אלך השינו שם השור איתו רב עשינו הבייס in other words, when is it clear only if you observe every משהו of the shchit but he supposedly observed how he cut the kone but we didn't observe how he cut the veishet so then we cannot take it for granted just as he was sheikh at the kone properly he was sheikh at the veishet ויש מחמירים ואיסכו איתו להתחיל לנשכת מה שידי הולך שחיל כאילו משהו משס תבלות עם שם ועסקם לא נבדיקים וכן דעס הבא מי הוא מן הסתם שידוע אם ידי הולך שחיל תאוהב מי לדמות עלית פה ללך התחילה כשאחיר ימין הרב וכן אם פוסק מרשאו דבי סביר לי לרב בבורך בקוי סוש לא סביר לך אני דעתי גם הרב בורך מידו הזה או שנגנבו לא שנעתו והפוסק מאפה פשחו של הכניבה אין חושל השחיל שראים בבוקים שראים ישראל מצוי אפילו רבעייה, והשוק הייתי חוב, וכן,